Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
How early on do finances impact your relationship? We always hear about, like, oh, if you're going to get engaged or if you're going to get married or make some kind of long commitment with someone, then you should probably sort out your finances, right? Well, I mean, this new study is saying you should probably get into this right away.
I've always said this, and everyone's always said, no, Miguel, that's too much too soon. The more information you know up front, the better your decision-making can be, so you're not wasting your time.
Well, not only that, it's apparently even impacts how you see your partner in those early stages of a relationship. Because apparently, you see your own financial self. That's the first thing that worries you. And then the person that you're romantically involved with, that impacts you the second most. And then your parents, like, way down on the third part of the list. It's like, you don't even care. But the thing is, your perception of how your partner is spending, saving, and borrowing has an impact. So it's almost like whatever roles you see yourself in, you take those on, and maybe it could be different later, but because you already know up front, well, you're like, oh, well, this person, well, they have a lot of debt, so, you know, we'll do this. But that impacts how the rest of your relationship is going to play out.
No, it totally makes sense. I mean, the dynamic with my boyfriend is he's sort of like the spender. And as long as you've known me, I've always been the spender. I've not done well with money.
Right.
Because I just didn't grow up learning those habits.
Correct.
But I have worked my butt off in reading books and learning and figuring it out. And so now I can say that, like, I'm the saver. I'm the person who's like, well, I'm not just going to make a rash decision. But it's a great dynamic because he also helps me because, like, I've been thinking about a car for like a year.
Yeah.
And he's like, make the decision. I'm like, no.
Oh.
I'm not ready.
Well, okay. That can be frustrating.
I'm not ready.
Nope. Okay. Let's talk about the Tampa Bay train wrecks that we've got today going
on.
This happened actually in Winter Park. So, I mean, it's a little far to consider Tampa Bay train wreck, but we're going with it anyway. This guy crashed his truck into a house, claimed to be an FBI agent, and threatened to shoot about an actual police officer. So police get to the scene because this man crashed his truck into a house on purpose, I might add, not on accident.
Okay.
And this happened on Sunday. So they get there and they find him taking, like, what he probably had seen in movies as a fighting stance, like behind his car door with his gun. And they were like, okay, put your weapon down. And he was like, no, I'm a shoot ya, or whatever. I just pictured the banjo music, you know?
Yes.
So anyway, they ordered him to get on the ground. He wouldn't. I picture this.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, sir, get on the ground. And then he continued to refuse, moved a little bit, and then tripped and fell. So then that's when they got him, and they're like, what are you doing? Well, he's like, well, this house has a sex offender in it. By the way, it didn't.
Okay.
And even if it did, sir, you cannot drive your truck into someone's house.
Leave that to the law.
The law. So that's what happened in Winter Park on Sunday. That's a Tampa Bay train wreck. That's, like, what I like to call them.
You are not the sheriff.
Nope.
Leave it to the people that are trained.
Trained.
To do that sort of thing.
Trained. So anyway, there's that.
And then, I'm the law, Holly. I'm the law.
The law. And then finally, trending in Tampa Bay-wise, we spoke about this yesterday. Remember we talked about how chores can really mess up your relationship depending on who's doing them and if the division of work is equal. It doesn't have to be 50-50 as long as people agree on who's doing what.
Mm-hmm.
Found out today as a follow-up to that story, the chore that people hate the most is doing the dishes.
Really?
Yes. Dishes are the thing that brings the most acrimony to relationships. And apparently, if you're in a heterosexual relationship, it turns out that women are most often the ones doing the dishes and they get resentful for it because dishes aren't something that you might get complimented on, like cooking.
Mm.
Or like you can see when someone straightened up the room or took the garbage out. It's just that someone expects the dishes to be clean.
Right.
And so women usually get stuck with that task and they don't get any thanks for it. It's disgusting, let's be honest. And then also, women a lot of times get stuck with that mess cleaning up work where it's like you don't get the thank you. You have to clean up the mess and then nobody in it just happens day after day.
Now, Holly, in your relationship with your boyfriend, Mr. Dimples, a.k.a. Justin.
Yes.
Who does the dishes? Who does the cleaning up?
I do the dishes. However.
Wait. Hold on, Holly. Because he's probably asleep right now.
Oh, no. He's probably up.
Is he listening?
Probably.
No.
Well, what I was going to say is that he very much offers to help. But.
But is it one of those like, oh, hell.
No, I've walked in and he's been doing them before.
Okay.
But it's one of those things where I'm a crazy dish person. And I'm like, wait, did you do it right? And he's like, what do you mean? I washed it. And I'm like, but did you wash it like how I would wash it? I'm crazy. So it's probably best if I do the dishes.
Okay. Do you ever feel resentment because he doesn't do it correctly?
No. If he would do the dishes and he does sometimes, that's great. And I love it. The only thing that sometimes, like, I feel like, and this is, excuse me, always been part of my relationships, is like if there is a mess and I clean it up, then I'm always usually like cleaning it up angrily. I'm like, nobody else gonna clean up in there.
You're the person that's passively aggressively slamming cabinets and they're like, oh, the fork goes over here. That's you, Holly.
I'm the actual worst. That's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.